TI with Blue Sweet 1974, and I am hooked on a feeling. Speaking of feelings and all that kind of stuff, it's Friday, TGIF, feeling good today. What can I tell you?
Where does the most exciting gift under the tree go? But you won't find finer quality anywhere. And it isn't really likely that you'll find prices that are lower than those offered at Wilbon's. For your gift items, shop at Wilbon's, 125 West 2nd.
Casper weather, a chance of occasional snow this morning, decreasing cloudiness this afternoon. Sorry I stepped over you there, Casey. Clear tonight and tomorrow, southwest winds tonight and tomorrow. High today in the mid-30s, low tonight in the mid-teens, high tomorrow upper 40s. Currently at Katy, it's 28 degrees with KC and the Sunshine Band. Oh, please don't leave me, baby. Please don't go, because I need a lover. K-A-T-I, 1016, with John Cougar. K-A-T-I, John Cougar, and I need a lover that won't drive me crazy. And hey, Judy is coming up next. But first of all, kindness goes out to Sherry Borneo on her 14th birthday. Katie is giving Sherry a movie pass to the Commonwealth Theaters. And a Big Mac from McDonald's and Wyoming Information and Referral Service is a private, nonprofit agency with 24-hour service 7 days a week for people with problems. If you need assistance, call toll-free at 1-800-442-2744. And it's time for Christmas Time Around the World, brought to you by The Leotard Shop.
Christmas Time Around the World. As threw bags of gold into the house, and they fell into the stockings that had been hung by the chimney to dry. There are variations of this custom. In Holland, children set their shoes in the chimney corners on the eve of December the 6th and wait for presents the next morning. No doubt the greatest impetus to the custom of hanging the stocking was given in Clement C. Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas. It's a custom we continue to follow as we observe Christmas time around the world.
And this has been Christmas Time Around the World, brought to you by The Leotard Shop.
The Pointer Sisters.
A Coke and a smile.
That's so won't you wait for me. Please wait for me.
Oh, please wait for me. You know I'm always behind. That's Hall & Oates on KATI, and we'd like to remind you that Firefall is going to be right here at Katy near 12:30 this afternoon. We don't know exactly when they're going to arrive because they probably won't be able to find the station right away. So they're going to be around here around 12:30, and I'm going to interview them over the air. So you be sure to stay tuned. Tune in around 12:30, and you'll hear Firefall. On my wages. Ha. KATI with some wishful thinking. Hot fun in the summertime. It's only 29 degrees outside, expecting more snow with Sly and the Family Stone.
End of the spring, I'm here.
Oh, the lady has a heart of gold. Debbie Harry and Blondie from earlier this year, Heart of Glass, 9 past 11. Dave Benneke, how you doing?
Designery now, handmade, unique, and beautiful. Just 75 cents and up at the Country Designery in Glen Rock.
Casper, their chance of occasional snow this morning, decreasing cloudiness by afternoon. Clear tonight and tomorrow. Southwest winds tonight and tomorrow. Gusty at times. High today in the mid-30s. Low tonight mid-teens. High tomorrow upper 40s. Currently at Katy, it's 30 degrees exactly with Dan Fogelberg. Song almost sends chills up your spine. That's new stuff. Dan Fogelberg and Longer on Katy. 11:15 with the Alan Parsons Project. Ah, I found it, finally. The Eagles' Greatest Hits album. I'm going to play something off of that right after this. But first of all, kindness goes out to Sherry Borneo on her 14th birthday. Katy is giving Sherry a movie pass to the Commonwealth Theaters and a Big Mac from McDonald's. And let's see here. Public Health Nursing offers early bird classes to women in their first 3 months of pregnancy. The discussion includes exercise, clothing, diet, and personal habits to ensure a healthier baby. You can call 235-9280 for a date and time of classes. That's 235-9280.
Saturday.
Casper, weather, occasional light snow showers today, decreasing cloudiness and cooler tonight. Variable cloudiness and warmer tomorrow. High today should be in the mid-30s, low tonight, low 20s. High tomorrow in the upper 40s, warming up for the weekend. Currently at Katy, it's 30 degrees with Cool and the Gang. Katy with the Doobies, Dependent on You.
Decisions.
I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Good afternoon. I'm Ken Johnson with Katy News. Currently a temperature reading of 30 degrees. This news is service of Daylight Donuts and Zephyr Communication. A county grand jury finished its work late last evening around 10 and handed down 23 drug-related indictments. Investigation commander for the Casper Police, Edward Kenyon, said that arrests were started about 11:30 last night. So far, a total of a dozen people have been arrested, mainly on delivery and possession charges. Kenyon said the arrests were in cooperation with the Natrona County Sheriff's Office, the Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. A total of 30 officers took part in the arrests last night. Commander Kenyon was asked why the route of a grand jury was used.
The investigation involved several months, and we went to the county attorney's office and worked with the deputy county attorney. And through his advice, we requested a grand jury.
Police say they confiscated some marijuana, hashish, some powder that has not yet been clinically analyzed, and a quantity of pills. The defense counsel for Randy Mayer began its case today in Natrona County District Court. Mayer is charged in the shooting death of 22-year-old Wesley Stone in March of this year. The prosecution rested its case yesterday afternoon, and motions were argued in the judge's chambers between both counsels. The acting dean of the College of Human Medicine at the University of Wyoming at Laramie, Dr. John Corbett, is a delegate to the American Medical Association meeting in Hawaii. Dr. Corbett, a Casper physician, said that one of the items being discussed at the convention is cost containment. Dr. Corbett was asked what can be done at the college level to make young physicians aware of the importance of cost control in keeping patients' costs down.
Making them knowledgeable of the costs of laboratory tests and the advantages of those tests, the costs of dressings, and the entire spectrum of costs of medical care. And if we can teach the residents what they spend when they write an order, they're going to know more, and they're going to spend that patient's dollar much more wisely.
Dr. John Corbett. This is Katy News.
It's gift shopping. Take time to go to Daylight Donuts for lunch. In fact, if you're sitting at home, not doing much of anything, it'd be a treat for your tummy to stop by Daylight Donuts for lunch today, 504 South Center.
Anticipation is growing today that East Carolina University football coach Pat Dye will be named the next head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. An announcement comes at a news conference at 2 this afternoon. A 41-year-old Sheridan man charged with killing three hunters has been moved from a Sheridan hospital to the Bighorn County Jail in Basin. Ronald Salick had been recovering at a hospital from injuries he received in a traffic accident a week after the shooting. The head of the children's section of the Lander Library has been fired. Fremont County Library Administrator Bill Hewer says he fired Carol Coates because she would not cooperate with other library staffers and ignored a policy requiring cooperation with the library's adult section. The weather forecast coming up.
Amps, background music systems, mobile telephone service, or two-way radios for your business or personal use, the other phone company can provide them. Zephyr Communications, offering the finest in equipment and service. Call the other phone company, Zephyr Communications, at 265-7001.
Occasional light snow showers today, decreasing cloudiness, cooler tonight, variable cloudiness, and warmer on Saturday. The high today, mid-30s, low 20s tonight, upper 40s tomorrow. Our chance of snow, 20% today, less than 20% tonight and tomorrow. North breeze at 5, barometer falling 30.08. Our current temperature reading stands at 30 degrees. This news is service of Daylight Donuts and Zephyr Communication. For Katy News, I'm Ken Johnson.
Saw the ProMax 610 at Casper Lumber, 601 East E.
And a good afternoon, Bob Coleman with a look at Katy Sports, brought to you by Casper Lumber. Casper College T-Birds whipped Central out of Riverton last night here in town. And that final was 98-71. That's seven straight wins for Sweet Erickson's club. Their record for the year is seven wins and a loss, and they'll be in action again Saturday on the road They will play in Scott's Bluff. 98-71, Tony Martin with 23 points last night for the T-Bird win. The number one rated high school team in the state, Cheyenne Central, beat Scott's Bluff, Nebraska last night 72-63. Also, Lovell beat Powell 60-59, and LaGrange beat Albin 48-40. As far as our weekend schedule goes, the KW basketball team hosts the Riverton Wolverines tonight at 7:30. That'll be at the Kelly Walsh Gym, and it should be a good ball game. Hope you're there to watch it. If not, we'll broadcast it on KD Radio. NC Mustangs at home tonight. They'll host the Rollins Outlaws. Tomorrow night, NC goes to Lander. They'll play the Tigers. We'll broadcast that game tomorrow night from Lander. The NC girls go to Rollins for a game tonight, and also tonight the Kelly Walsh girls go to Riverton. And the wrestlers are in action. KW and NC's grapplers compete in the Powell Invitational. Colorado State University won their first basketball game of the year last night. They beat Denver University 69-61. That's the first win of the year for the Rams and the first loss for the Denver University Pioneers. And a Winner's Circle Handball Classic, a yearly thing, was held this past weekend in the YMCA. The A championship won by Larry Wood of Denver. Second place, Randy Fletcher of Casper. In the B event, Craig Johnson of Laramie over Don Sell of Casper. And there'll be a news conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock. It is expected, this will be in Laramie, and it's expected that Pat Dye is going to be named new head football coach at the University of Wyoming. In the professional story last night, the New York Islanders beat Boston 4-3 in the National Hockey League. Quebec beat St. Louis 5-2. And the Flyers came from behind to beat the L.A. Kings 9-4. That is 23 games without a loss for the Flyers. Their record is 18 wins, 1 loss, 6 ties. They have 42 points. They lead the Patrick Division. You receive 2 points for a win and a point for a tie. Second place in that division with 25 points is Atlanta. By the way, the record for games without a loss is 28. That was set by the Flying Frenchman from Montreal. The Canadiens did that in 1977-78. There'll be 5 of them on ice tonight, including Buffalo playing in Denver. They'll meet the Rockies. Rockies have won 2 straight. Their record now is 7-14. 2 games in the NBA last night. San Diego beat Golden State 105-103. Utah beat Portland in overtime 87-82. That's the 5th win of the year against 21 losses for the Jazz. Adrian Dantley had 34. He had 10 points in overtime in the win. There'll be 5 of them tonight in the National Basketball Association.
The Pro-Max 610 Denver, 601 East E.
Denver Broncos in action tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon rather than Sunday. They'll play Seattle. It's expected Rick Upchurch will play. He was working out in full pads. Yesterday's been hobbled by that sprained ankle. A member of the Basketball Hall of Fame, Eddie Gottlieb, is dead at the age of 81. He died this morning at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia. And he had been called Mr. Basketball in the past, a one-time coach and owner of the old Philadelphia Warriors. They're now in San Francisco, but he coached them when they won that pro title back in 1946. And Gottlieb was involved in pro basketball as far back as 1918. There was a story going around at the University of Missouri football team. The players had decided not to go play in the Hall of Fame bowl game in Birmingham if the 102-member squad didn't make the trip. The school announced plans to take 80 guys. Missouri has to play South Carolina December 29th. Well, that story is not correct. Some of the players have said the team has not voted to boycott that Hall of Fame bowl game. Boxing promoter Bob Arum said WBA champ John Tate and WBC champ Larry Holmes will fight to establish an undisputed champion. Probably they'll fight sometime next year. And Daryl Dawkins, the demon dunker of the Philly 76ers, has to go to the NBA office in New York today. He's going to talk with Larry O'Brien and some other officials. He has destroyed 2 backboards recently, and I imagine they will tell him, Daryl, you must not do that anymore. Sports brief for you at 4:29, and hopefully by that time we'll have the name of the new Wyoming football coach. That's it for the noon edition of Sports, a service of Casper Lumber. Have a good afternoon. Bob Coleman, KD Total Sports.
KATI 1219, 30 degrees right now with the Little River Band looking for some cool change. KTI with the Little River Band. They're little guys, you see. Hang around the Platte River out here. Cool change. Kindness goes out today to Sherry Borneo on her 14th birthday. Katie is giving Sherry a movie pass to the Commonwealth Theaters and a Big Mac from McDonald's. And Project Mobility Incorporated provides bus transportation for the handicapped and senior citizens. Appointments must be made one day in advance by calling 266-2238 in the afternoons or 234-7695 in the mornings. There is no charge for the service and it operates 7 days a week.
The lime and lemon taste of Lyman makes Sprite mix well at the best time of the year. This holiday, let your days be merry with Sprite.
And it's time for Earl Nightingale on Our Changing World, brought to you by Benham's and Porter's,
where late-night snacks are served evenings after 10:30. Benham's, located at Center and I-25.
And here's Earl Nightingale.
Thank you. Intelligent human creatures want challenge, the chance to grow and build. If you're an employer and you're not giving your executives what they want, you might think about it. This is Earl Nightingale. And thank you.
If you'd like a copy of the script for today's show, you can drop either Benham's reporters and ask for Earl Nightingale script number 4665. That's 4665. And tune in again Monday when Earl's subject will be a change in locale. KATI, in just mere moments, Firefall will be on the airwaves of Katy. Guys are checking into the hotel right now. They'll be here in just a few minutes. You stay tuned. Meantime, to keep you all entertained, Pablo Cruz Band, I Want You Tonight. KTI 1242 with Pablo Cruz, and I Want You Tonight, and I have one member of Firefall with me, and would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Hi, I'm Mark Andes.
And what do you do with Firefall, Mark?
I play the bass and sing.
Okay, and we'd like to remind you that, of course, tonight at 8 o'clock at T-Bird Gym, it'll be the Firefall concert, and Mark's going to tell us some of the details behind that and some other things. Like, first question I wanted to ask you is... something that's been sticking in my mind. Where did you get the name Firefall? Where did that come up from?
Well, when we originally got together and needed to work, we needed a name to work under, right? So we word gamed it up until the name came out. I think Rick had the name in his head. I think he was into the sound of the words, but there really is a Firefall, and there... On this last album, there's a picture of the event that used to take place. I think Yosemite Park.
Yeah, Yosemite. It was off of El Capitan.
Yeah.
And they push some logs and stuff over the side, and it really a neat effect. You're of course the bass player and everything like that. Are they starting to set up the equipment and everything up at T-Bird?
Yep, that should be happening right now. It takes quite a while. We've got Dallas and our road crew up there setting up the stage and the lights and the sound, and they have to work pretty hard at getting it together. By 4 or 5, we should be ready to sound check on out.
Mm-hmm. How's Rick's throat, by the way?
It's good. It's getting back in shape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really weird that happened. But it's much better that we put it off now so the kids will get an idea of what we really sound like rather than an approximation, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's going to appreciate that. You've got a new album coming out, too, and you've been recording that. How long have you been working on that album?
Off and on for the last 6 months. We're in the final stages of cutting, and then we will go and choose from the 15 or so songs that we'll have down, and then it will have to be mastered and mixed and put together. So it's like towards the tail end of the project right now, but it's not completed yet.
15 songs is going to be a double album set? Or?
No, there'll be 10 songs on the record, but we'll be choosing from the 15.
Oh, I see. I remember Elon. It came out about this time last year, too.
Right.
Excellent album.
Thanks, David.
I've always admired Firefall's style. They're a country rock group, but yeah, you have kind of like the jazz in there with the saxophones and things like that. It's a unique style, kind of an original. It fits in with the Rocky Mountain... With the Rocky Mountain area, it's just has the Rocky Mountain feel. And, of course, you guys are from Boulder.
Right.
And is everybody from Boulder or around that area?
Well, no one's from Boulder originally, but we've all been living there for a while now, and like you mentioned, originated there.
It's a nice place to live, really.
It is. I like it there a lot. Yeah. I moved there from L.A., so it was a nice change.
Mm-hmm. Have you played in other bands before Firefall?
Yeah, I've been in bands for a long time. I guess if I were to list the names of the bands that you would probably recognize, Spirit and Jojo Gunn would probably be the ones.
Oh, yeah, I remember Jojo Gunn. In fact, Run, 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 that was with Jay Ferguson and all
That's
those
right.
guys.
Well, Jay and I were in Spirit together and left to do the Jojo Gunn band with my brother Matt, who wrote Run, 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 and Curly Smith, who was the drummer.
Oh, gee, that's quite a coincidence there. How many members are in your band? Exactly,
there's six players. David Muse plays the sax and the keyboards that you mentioned, and then Rick Roberts and Larry Burnett are the two most prolific writers. The Jock Bartley plays lead guitar and sings and writes as well, and I play the bass and write and sing, and Michael Clark is our drummer, who was in the original Byrds.
Oh, yeah, I remember Michael Clark. He's just like a... Oh,
and
gee.
The Burritos, too. Rick yeah. was in the Burritos as well.
Rick, yeah, along with... was Richie Furay in that? I can't remember.
No, Richie was in Poco and left
he was
Poco to the Souther Him and Furay band.
Yeah, he was with Buffalo Springfield and just about everybody else, too. He's
yeah, gonna, right.
Got a solo out. Are you going to be doing any of your new songs tonight?
You bet.
During the concert?
There'll be a... The show will consist of mostly our recorded material, but there'll be it'll be evenly spread out, mainly from the first three, and I think we're going to do maybe two or three songs that are on this upcoming record that isn't out yet.
Mm-hmm. You're still going to do the classics like Cinderella and Strange Way and
you
all
bet.
That.
You bet.
Good. What do you have lined up tonight, too, by the way? You said you have your own light show and everything like that. Do you have anything special planned for...
No.
Just going to go and rock and roll.
But we do. You see, our show is basically centered around the music, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our style isn't necessarily the explosive light show kind of show. So we use our lights and sound mainly to highlight what's happening musically, and that inspires the show that results. So it's not like going to be a Kiss kind of... assault the senses kind of show. It'll be Firefall and their music show, you know.
That's good. I always enjoy a good musical concert, you know.
Well, they're good to break up the other kinds, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, that's tonight at the T-Bird Gym. And the tickets are still good, too, by the way, in
All
case,
right.
You know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. We want to thank everybody for helping us out the first time around and being patient and everything. That helps us out.
Yeah, Firefall, you're a very popular band up here in Casper, too.
Well, right.
You always have been. Your album's always sold well, and the singles, I know, have always done well, at least here at Katy, you know, as well as nationally. And I'm sure everybody's going to go there and have a good time.
Well, it's a gas for us to be up here, too.
Okay, well, this is like home territory, too,
in
the
yeah,
Rocky
right.
Mountain West. I'd like to see you guys come back here more often, too.
Thank you, David. Well, I think we'll get around to it.
Okay, well, thank you for a good interview, and have a good concert, and we will see you later on tonight. That's Firefall, tonight at 8 at the T-Bird Gym, and it's now time for Christmas Time Around the World, brought to you by Wilson Calculator Service.
Christmas Time
All right.
Around the World. Santa Claus, Indiana, a name we think of as we observe Christmas Time Around the World.
And this has been Christmas Time Around the World, brought to you by Wilson Calculator Service.
And I'd like to see the whole world smiling.
Casper weather, occasional light snow showers today, increasing cloudiness and cooler tonight, variable cloudiness and warmer tomorrow. We should have winds again, northerly, 10 to 20 miles an hour today, shifting to the southwest and increasing tonight and tomorrow. But don't look things down in the mouth because it's going to warm things up just a little bit. High today should be in the mid-30s, low tonight, low 20s, high tomorrow, upper 40s. Currently at Katy, 31 degrees with the Stones. What a fool believes. Would you believe it? 75 degrees outside and sunny? You would? Then you definitely are a fool. That's the Doobies on Katy 9 past 10. Dave Beneke, good morning.
Copper, hundreds of useful and ornamental items. One of the largest selections you'll find in this area and at the lowest prices. Imported copper items at the Country Designery in Glen Rock.
Casper. Weather variable cloudiness through tomorrow with a slight chance of light snow today. Westerly winds 15 to 30 miles an hour with locally higher gusts. High today and tomorrow, low 20s. Low tonight, near zero. Currently at Katy, 21 degrees with fog hat. K-A-T-I. 1016, good morning to you out there. Radio Land, here's Kenny Rogers.
Everyone considered him the coward. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
And now, a KATI Spy Mobile News Report, brought to you by Central Paint and Body.
This is Ken Johnson with a KATI Spy Report from City Hall, where this morning City Manager Ken Erickson has announced that Commander Edward Kenyon has been appointed the new Casper Police Chief, replacing Chief Robert Sapé. Chief Sapé has spent 7 years as the Casper Police Chief. He will retire as of effective December 31st of this year. He will become the general manager of the new TV station to be in operation in Casper sometime next year. Commander Kenyon has 20 years' experience in the Casper Police Department. He has 2 AA degrees from Casper College and has been commander of the Traffic Division for the past 6 years. His position will become effective January 1st of 1980. As far as some of his philosophies, he sees some minor changes coming up in the police department, but no drastic ones, and he does foresee some new programs in the future. However, he did not elaborate at this time. Again, the new Casper Police Chief is Commander Edward Kenyon. He will become the new Casper Police Chief effective January 1st, 1980. This has been Ken Johnson with a KATI Spy Report.
For paint jobs on oil field rigs, derricks, and heavy equipment, you need to go to the largest paint booth in Wyoming, Central Paint and Body Incorporated.
When will I be loved?
Hallelujah. That's Linda from 1975 on Katy. And when will I be loved? That's a good question. Kindness goes out today to Amy Avery on her 16th birthday. Katy is giving Amy a movie pass to the Commonwealth Theaters and a Big Mac from McDonald's. And worn or damaged extension cords can cause fires. Underwriters Laboratory suggests you check your home for fire hazards.
Cooking a smile.
1400. No cars, trucks, pets, commercial items, homes, or firearms will be accepted. Phone now at 266-1400.
That's right, 266-1400 for bulletin board. No cars, trucks, pets, commercial items, homes, or firearms can be accepted. And let's go right to the phones.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I have for sale a 3-piece blonde twin bedroom set with beauty rest box spring and mattress, like new, for $150. And Magnavox colored TV.
Cool and the Gang. It's ladies' night. No female impersonators allowed, of course. It's 11 before 11, Dave Beneke, and I will take caller number 5 at 266-1400 right now for your chance to win a pair of Katy sunglasses. That's caller 5, 266-1400.
Trek, the Captain and Tennille, Brenda Russell, the Commodores, Talking Heads, and Jim Messina for all the latest news and inside views on what in the world's going on in the world of music on Record Report.
Join Record Report weekday nights at 7:40 and 11:40 on Katy, the Rock of Casper.
And who am I talking to on my phone?
Lori LaValle.
Okay, Lori, let me explain the rules to you here briefly. You have 14 seconds to answer a question that I'm going to ask you. If you can't get that question right within 14 seconds, then you have 14 minutes to dig up that answer and call me back. And if you get it right, then you will win a pair of Katy sunglasses. If not, you win a consolation prize, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's the question. All right, you're a Bee Gees fan, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's a Bee Gees fan. Okay, yeah. Just about, anyway. Okay, true or false question here now. Okay. Now, the Bee Gees are brothers.
True.
True? All right, good. You have won a pair of sunglasses. Okay, congratulations. Drop by the station anytime during office hours, 8 to 5 on a weekday, and pick them up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for listening now. Bye.
Bye.
Take me by the top.
KATI 1057, 21 degrees outside. You gotta get me a woman tonight. Keep warm, you know what I mean? KATI Casper. Just upon a smile. It's a wild world, but it certainly isn't here in Casper. That's Cat Stevens from 1972 at 9 past 11. How you doing?
There's no better way to decorate them than with all these items from the Country Designery in Glenrock.
Casper weather variable cloudiness through tomorrow with a slight chance of light snow today. High today and tomorrow, low 20s. Low tonight, near zero. Currently at Katy, 21 degrees with Smokey Robinson. Baby, let's cruise. KATI plays only the best music. I love you.
Please don't leave me, baby. Please don't go.
Oh, baby. Please don't leave me. Kind of an Elvis flashback there. It's the number one song this week. What'll it be as of tonight? Countdown. Tune in at 7 and find out. That's KC and the Sunshine Band. Please don't go. With kindness going out to Amy Avery on her 16th birthday, Katy is giving Amy a movie pass to the Commonwealth Theaters and a Big Mac from McDonald's. And are you dissatisfied with a product or appliance you've bought lately and you can't get satisfaction from the dealer? Well, if you'd like results, call the Wyoming Information and Referral Service toll-free at 1-800-442-2744 in Cheyenne. And you've got clothes in the time. Mostly. One more time. The slow dance version of Do It Again. Do That to Me One More Time. It's Captain and Tennille on Katy. 11:39. We still have one road closure. The Highway Patrol reports that Highway 34, Bosler to Wheatland, is still closed. They're still having some problems down there. And I believe they are expecting a little more snow down there, too, so things might get a little bit clogged up. So if you're traveling down in that area, you have to be careful because the roads are slick, icy, and drifted over still, but they are open. The only road that's closed right now is Highway 34, Bosler to Wheatland.
Just in time for Christmas.
KATI, 11:48, 12 minutes before high noon. I need some lunch. My brain is not functioning properly here. Hunger, you know. 22 degrees with Cliff Richard. We don't talk anymore. KATI with Cliff Richard. We don't talk anymore. It's 11:51.
Where you find those special things.
Casper weather variable cloudiness through tomorrow with a slight chance of light snow today. Westerly winds 15 to 35 miles an hour with higher gusts. High today near 20. Low tonight near zero. Currently at Katy, 22 degrees with Nick Lowe.
Oh, I can take another.
Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Good afternoon. I'm Ken Johnson with Katy News. Currently a temperature reading of 22 degrees. This news is service of Daylight Donuts and Zephyr Communication. The Casper Police Department will have a new chief at the beginning of 1980 that has 20 years of experience on the Casper Police Force. This morning, City Manager Ken Erickson announced that Commander Edward Kenyon will take over the job as police chief, replacing Chief Robert Sapay, who will resign effective December 31st of this year. The 46-year-old Kenyon was asked what problems he saw inside the Casper Police Department.
I really do not see any problems in the department. We've had a crime increase in crimes of opportunity. It's kind of increased with the growth of our city, and I do have a plan that I'm working on to maybe help counteract this.
Kenyon also said there will be some minor changes and some new programs in the future. However, he did not elaborate. Kenyon cited his experience within the department and his educational background as his qualifications for the position. Casper police are looking for a person or persons who burglarized Interstate Exxon located at 560 North Center. The robbery was discovered yesterday morning as the company opened for business. It was discovered that cash, credit card, and receipts were missing from a locked cabinet in the amount of $1,000. A former co-worker of slain undercover drug investigator Michael Rosa says he thinks Rosa was playing both sides in drug dealings. Former Afton resident Ken Herrick told a jury in the Ed Cantrell murder trial he thought Rosa was trying to buy drugs for his own use while working as an undercover investigator in Lincoln County shortly before his death. This is Katy News.
If you like this atmosphere, lunch at Daylight Donuts. They're located at 504 South Center, downtown.
A Casper Fire Department answered a call to 543 last evening at the residence of Francis Jimenez, 1250 North Center. Apparently, the fire started in the bedroom of the trailer, causing considerable smoke damage and estimated property damage of over $1,000. The fire apparently was caused from a faulty cord on the electric heater. There were no injuries. City Manager Ken Erickson said the Casper City Council will discuss a variety of topics tonight at their meeting at 7:30.
There's been no appreciable change to the agenda from last week. As you know, last week's meeting was canceled because of the storm. The only change is to establish a public hearing date for a small zone change request that was denied by the Planning Commission. So the largest item remains on the agenda, the Paradise Valley Golf Course involuntary annexation public hearing.
Again, that meeting starts this evening at 7:30. The Natrona County School Board made their meeting short last evening. The board failed to approve a motion under the out-of-district placement heading, which would have sent a child out of the district for care. Children in this category have some type of handicap, and the Child Study Committee had said this particular child was too severely handicapped to remain in the district, but since the motion was not approved, the child will remain in the Natrona County District. A Wyoming Air National Guard C-130 aircraft has been called into service today to deliver hay to cattle on a ranch about 30 miles northwest of Cheyenne in the wake of last week's snowstorm. A spokesman says the aircraft is scheduled to deliver 10 tons of hay to about 350 stranded cattle at three locations on the ranch sometime later today. This is Katy News.
Only radios for your business or personal use, the other phone company can provide them. Zephyr Communications, offering the finest in equipment and service. Call the other phone company, Zephyr Communications, at 265-7001.
Variable cloudiness through Wednesday, a slight chance of light snow today. Look for a high today and tomorrow low 20s, near zero tonight. This hour, west breeze at 13, barometer steady 30.15. Our current temperature reading stands at 21 degrees. This news is service of Daylight Donuts and Zephyr Communication. For Katy News, I'm Ken Johnson.
What gives you the efficiency of a wood stove with the beauty and charm of a fire?
KATI Faster than a bottle of Muscatel. Able to leap tall fire hydrants in a single bound. Able to dodge police. It's Super Tramp. Take the long way home. 12, 18, 22 degrees outside.
Take the long way home. It's 1222 with Super Tramp. 22 degrees outside. Everything's 22, 22, 22. Must be some kind of omen or something around here. Anyway, kindness goes out to Amy Avery on her 16th birthday. Katie is giving Amy a movie pass to the Commonwealth Theaters and a Big Mac from McDonald's. And excessive drinking can cause problems for anyone. But do you know that a pregnant woman who drinks runs a serious risk of harming her unborn baby? If you're pregnant, think before you drink.
A Coke and a smile.
Tomorrow on Free for All, your program at 9:15 here on your station, KATI.
And it's time for Earl Nightingale and Our Changing World, brought to you by Benham's and Porter's.
Onion rings. And when you dine in the Pump Room at Benham's, you'll not only enjoy good food, but you'll enjoy it in a luxurious yet relaxed setting. What better way to end the evening? Good friends, good food, and a good atmosphere. Enjoy it all at Benham's Pump Room, where late-night snacks are served evenings after 10:30. Benham's, located at Center and I-25.
And here's Earl Nightingale.
Thank you. Since Manus, through the Manus Publishing Company, Post Office Box 32112, El Sereno Station, Los Angeles, California, 90032. Those answers are important. This is Earl Nightingale, and thank you.
If you'd like a copy of the script for today's show, you can drop me the Benham's Reporters and ask for Earl Nightingale. Script number 4657, that's 4657. And tune in again tomorrow when Earl's subject will be Our Dogs Eat Better.